Nolte, former Cuomo staffer, claims governor said he wanted to mount her. By John Nolte on March 19, 2021. Lindsay Boylan, the first of many women to accuse disgraced Governor Andrew Cuomo, DNY, of sexual misconduct, is claiming Cuomo joked about wanting to mount her. In an interview with The New Yorker's Ronan Farrow, the former Cuomo staffer said that during a 2018 meeting with the embattled governor, his new puppy jumped up and down near her. Cuomo saw this and joked about how if he were a dog, he would try to mount her as well. Boylan said she did not respond to the alleged comment. "I remember being grossed out, but also, like, what a dumb third-grade thing to say," she told Farrow. "I just shrugged it off." When asked to comment on this new allegation, The New Yorker says the governor's office refused, but reiterated Cuomo's denial that he behaved inappropriately with Boylan. Boylan, who, until 2018, worked in the Cuomo administration for more than 3 years, first voiced her disgust with her former boss in December. In a tweet she wrote, "Most toxic team environment? Working for at Nickoff, Cuomo." In a second tweet, she added, "If people weren't deathly afraid of him, Cuomo, they'd be saying the same thing and you'd already know the stories." Later that month, she came straight out and accused Cuomo of sexual harassment. "Yes, at Nickoff Cuomo sexually harassed me for years. Many saw it, and watched," she tweeted. "I could never anticipate what to expect. Would I be grilled on my work, which was very good, or harassed about my looks?" In late February, Boylan published a Medium post with more details. This week, however, is the first time she mentioned the mount allegation. In the weeks since Boylan came forward, a flood of women have gone on record accusing Cuomo of everything from sexual harassment to bullying. Calls for him to resign from leaders of his own party have, at least so far, not budged the governor, who a mere 6 months ago enjoyed fawning coverage from the fake news media and was widely seen as a president in waiting. On top of these drip allegations and plummeting approval ratings, Cuomo is also facing an FBI investigation for his sociopathic handling of the coronavirus. Last year, Cuomo ordered nursing home to accept patients still infected with the China flu. The results were, as any sane person would have known, devastating. Some 15,000 seniors died. Then, once this preventable disaster became public, Cuomo not only lied by attempting to blame his policy on former President Donald Trump, according to members of his own administration, he lied in a report to the federal government about the number of nursing home deaths. It is widely believed he did this to preserve a seven-figure payday for a book where he bragged about his handling of the virus. The New Yorker piece also accuses Cuomo aides of leaking Boylan's personnel file to the media as retaliation for her tweets. Cuomo's advisors arrived at a plan to leak Boylan's personnel records, which included allegations that Boylan had bullied colleagues, some of them women of color. "The decision was made collectively," the person with direct knowledge of the effort said. "That these are facts, the reporters should see them." Some of the incidents detailed by Boylan sound trivial and overblown, but others, like the unwanted kiss, sound horrifying. As she got up to leave, Cuomo moved in front of her. "He blocked me getting out," she told me. Then, as she attempted to move forward, she said, he kissed her on the lips. "It was in no way platonic," she told me. "I was mortified." Boylan's mother told Farrow that Boylan complained about the incident at the time. "Lindsay's way is to either call or text me immediately when things like this have happened, because she's horrified," she said. She was, like, "Oh, my God, did anybody see that happen? You know, I'm so embarrassed." Cuomo said of the kiss, "This did not happen." At this point, it seems pretty obvious Cuomo will face a state impeachment hearing. His fraudulency, Joe Biden, who has his own credible allegations of sexual assault floating out there, said this week that Cuomo should resign if an investigation proves the women's claims. He added that if the women's claims are proven, I think he'd probably end up being prosecuted, too. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.